Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie.
Momming, lifing. All the ings.
Yeah. And excited for what we have coming up. What are we doing today?
Yeah. So we get to do a really amazing reading today. And just to give context to our listeners, this reading is being done on Samhain. So you won't hear it for a little bit, but really excited about tapping into the energies that we have going on and the messages that are coming through for one of our besties who's been with us for a little while, Dana. Hey, Dana, welcome.
Hey.
So I would really love to know, we obviously got to work with your energy before we started, but what brought you to getting a reading? What would you like to know and hear?
This process has really fascinated me as I've listened to your guys' podcast. I have always felt like a very intuitive person in touch with my body and mind, and always felt very drawn to other people's energies, and to kind of explore my own or get feedback from other people about my own energies is just so interesting. And I have two kids, so I don't do a lot of things that are just for me. I rarely do things that are just for me. When I get the opportunity to, it feels different and weird, but I'm really excited to jump into that and just feel all the feels. And I am also really emotional, so this will probably get, I should probably have tissues nearby because this is going to get real, real quick.
Yes, it typically does. You know, I'm so happy you're here and doing this for yourself. And I know Lauren and I always love doing this. So someone who shares that love, it's just going to make it really magical. So let's go ahead and get into this. Okay. So we're going to start at your crown chakra. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, Lauren and I have previous episodes where we go through it. But it really is like your connection to the divine, essentially. And Lauren can share more if she wants. But for me, when I looked at your energy with your crown chakra, I had this image of raindrops coming down. And for me, that was like, okay, it's, you know, your crown's open, you're receiving, that connection is established and it's there. And then I had this image of like an umbrella, like around your head. And in the middle, there was like a hole. So the rain was like going in, but then there was some that was like coming off of the sides. And for me, that kind of represented almost like a barrier or a block you have in this area. So for me, when I was like, what is this mean? Like, what do we do with this? I just got the word trust. That was it. So when you think about, you know, your crown chakra, you're receiving from the divine, from source, whatever you think of it as, like, what aspects of that do you still need to trust into? What aspects of that are you still, you know, not really sure about? This is, I think this image for me is one of those things to like, don't worry about it. Like, just trust in what you're receiving. Mm-hmm. How does that land for you?
That's really very interesting. I do feel like I'm always trying to take things in, information and stuff like that. And I feel like I've reached this like limit where I need to let things go to allow more in. Because I am a very curious person. And, you know, I do feel like I don't have the capacity to invite more in, even though I want to. So I'm trying to figure out for myself what that looks like, is like being able to release things and what kind of practices or meditations I could do to help facilitate that. Cause it's kind of like when I'm in school and I wasn't a very good student, I always felt like my brain was just so busy. And I had ADHD, so there was all that was combating. And it's like things are fighting to get in there and, relaxing back and trusting and just allowing what's meant to be there and what's meant to leave to be on its way, So that's really, I can see and relate, feel that.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. It's like almost like put that umbrella, that broken umbrella down. You don't need it. You know what I mean? Amazing. Lauren, how about you?
Yeah, first I'll say it was really fun to read Dana's energy. I've known Dana for several years now, and she was in my yoga teacher training, my first ever yoga teacher training in
Oh.
2018. I've seen her become a mom, and I've watched some of her journey from afar too. And so it's very cool. A lot of these readings we do like cold, so it's always fun when it is somebody that I know already,
Yeah.
even though like it's still always very surprising and I never know what to expect. So I did start with your inner goddess, Dana. So this is the feminine kind of manifestation of your highest self. And what I saw was kind of a like a spring goddess. Not a lot, I couldn't see like the form super detailed, but she had a lot of like blooming flowers, and I just had this sense of like honey. Like her color was honey and her scent was honey and her energy was really sweet. She had like a nymph like energy or kind of a fairy like energy, and she had flowers like growing from her hands, kind of like Isabella from Encanto. Totally different personality though. And to me, like her vibe or what she's emanating is life, fertility, beauty, and a sense of like selflessness as well. So you are the goddess of spring.
I love
And
it.
yeah, she is very, very nice energy to be around. Then I went to your crown chakra, and what I saw was just like golden sunlight pouring through. There was a lot of like golden honey sun imagery through your reading today. And I saw butterflies flying around this like golden light. And whenever I see butterflies, it typically just means like transformation. So I saw you connected. And also there's a lot of probably like mental or spiritual transformation happening right now. And the message around that was just to surrender to it. So we want to like, I don't know, maybe examine every little part of the transformation, or it can feel really uncomfortable as we're changing. But this was more just kind of like sitting back and seeing the beauty in it, like these fluttering butterflies that are around. They're so beautiful. How does that land for you?
The butterflies thing is every time I see a butterfly, I feel like it's a guardian angel. So I like do like these hearts to my butterflies when I see them. And my mother also gave my sisters and I all butterfly rings many years ago to signify the big army of other butterfly women that are behind us, supporting us. So that visual, I think, is super on point. They definitely play a really strong role in just helping me feel more connected to myself and others. And of course, the more you look for something, the more you see it, but it's just very affirming for me to see those when they're out and about. I love the honey and the flowers. I love to garden. I'm looking into my backyard right now, and in the springtime, the honeysuckle all along the fence is the first thing to bloom, and it's my favorite smell, and it's my favorite thing to walk out and just get like smacked in the face with that super sweet smell.
I love that. So it's like that, and I'll kind of get to this in your heart, but it's like that feeling that those things evoke within you are the is the feeling that you and evoke within other people, if that makes sense. Like that's kind of your vibe and your superpower, at least from looking at your energy. Want to go down, Rashida?
Yeah. So when I got to your third eye, Dana, I got this image of like this quartz crystal. At first, I thought it was a diamond, but I'm feeling that it's quartz. But it had like, you know, with crystals, like you have all sorts of like sides and edges and everything like that. And that was like really prominent to me. And so when I was like, okay, what does this mean? What does this have to do with our third eye? Our third eye is like our intuition, like the clarity we get when we receive the things from source. And it was almost like this reminder for you to kind of like look at things from all sides in a way. That's the feeling that I got. It wasn't too much, but your third eye was open, receiving. It felt very bright, but I was really like this image of this quartz and all of its sides, the clarity, the different size, the different facets. And I don't know, sometimes you can look at these things one way and they look a certain way, and then you turn it over and it looks like something completely different. So I think it was just a reminder to kind of just, when we think about third message from the crown, trust and then look at things from different sides. How does that land for you?
I definitely think that that's something that I could use more practice at. I think that because I'm intuitive, I get into the habit of thinking that I may know what someone's feeling, and instead of just going into it with curiosity, because I definitely don't know how everyone is feeling or how they're, especially with my partner, when we get into conversations, I think that I know him so well, but then I have to remind myself, like, we're still learning about each other and ourselves. And so assuming that I know what I know is more detrimental than it is helpful. So I love that image of, like, turning it and seeing it a different way, and all the different edges. And it's a good reminder for me to kind of step back and remember that I'm still figuring this out just as much as anybody else.
Amazing. I really liked your how you went to there, because I was like, this just feels like a reminder. And I'm like, I'm not really sure. But you know, it's one of those things, like we're multifaceted beings, and I think you really picked up on that as well. You know, not really knowing or seeing someone from face on, but really looking at all parts of them is a great reminder, even for me, you know. So thank you. How about you, Lauren?
I saw something different. I love like we're seeing really different stuff today, but it seems to be vibing still. I saw like an eye that was bright and connected, but there's like a thin layer of cobweb over it. And I just saw like your inner goddess kind of sweep it away real gently. And when she swept it away, the eye started shedding tears. So it was almost like the web was there for a little bit of protection or something like that. And it's a message that it's like safe to kind of take it all in and to feel it. And I didn't get much other than that. So I'm hoping that feels meaningful to you.
Yes, absolutely. When I forget to do my daily practices and things that really ground me, I do get caught up in, oh, woe is me. And even though I know I have a really fortunate situation and I've got two really beautiful kids, I get caught up in feeling like it's not enough or that I'm not enough. And the more that I do my daily practices, and just get comfortable with sitting and being, I can receive those messages from wherever they're coming from. And instead of, like I said with Rashida, instead of leading like I know what's going on, really being curious about what's actually maybe going on. And I have started within the last 3 years getting more into my spiritual journey, and it does feel kind of like painful at times. Just because, I've had some complicated history with religion, and so opening myself up to whatever's out there that's meant for me is sometimes uncomfortable and kind of like pulling teeth. But, if I can sit back and just observe and just allow things and trust, then it goes a lot smoother and I can hear what I need to hear.
I like that. It's like, for some reason I didn't put it together, but cobwebs are like what accumulate when we're not tending to something, when we're not regularly cleaning it. And we can think of our sadhana, our spiritual practices, as this like daily cleansing in a way of our
absolutely
of yeah. our chakras and of our higher faculties as well. So I really appreciate that. And the crying is not a bad thing in any way. It's crying is moving energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When we laugh, when we cry, you know, when we're feeling, that yeah. means things are flowing.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. And it is like how we clear the discomfort too. You know, when we hold that in, like it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that. Rashida.
Yeah, I wanted to, before we went down, I just wanted to take a moment and one, acknowledge you, Dana, for like really saying how hard it can be, especially stepping into this spiritual journey. I'm really big on talking about this from a perspective of someone who has just recently got into their spirituality, and know that even through the discomfort and the uncomfortableness, you are like growing and expanding. Whenever we start shedding things from our lives that we thought were true, it's gonna be uncomfortable because it's deep rooted. Mm-hmm. And the simple fact that you're feeling that means you are moving through it. You're realizing what's happening. You're feeling the loss of it. And for you to have any type of like discomfort, or I know for me, it was very uncomfortable. I had a breakdown, especially when it came to things around religion and what I believed in. So just know that that's just you expanding and transforming, and it's okay, and feel okay and sit with that because it's part of the journey.
Yeah. One of the major lessons I've learned recently is that, you know, I tend to really love, of course, everybody does, the good things about life. And I don't like people to feel uncomfortable, including myself, but I have really had to learn that the uncomfortable feelings and even like the pain is more of a sign that I'm alive than anything else. And I can't take the good things about life without also accepting that there are going to be challenges and struggles. And that's just what makes living worth living. Even the pain, even all the tears, you know, there is growth through that. So yeah, I'm working on coming to terms with that because it's definitely hard for me to accept, but I know in my heart that it's true. And if I can just trust that process, it'll be okay.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that and sharing that with us. So when I got to your throat, I saw this image of a flower. I couldn't really place the flower, but it was really beautiful. It felt really soft and open. And then I was like, okay, this is amazing. This looks really good. What about this? And I just received a message. And this message was, it's nothing you have to do, but who you are. Know yourself. And when I think about that, as far as the throat chakra, I feel like a lot of us either speak from a place of what we think or who we think we are, or based off of, you know, conditioning that we had when we were younger. A lot of times we speak or don't speak because of the things that have happened in our past. And so I want to say that this is also a reminder to just remember, like, for you to speak with clarity and truth, having that authentic knowing of who yourself, who you are and yourself, like finding ways to like get to know yourself better, finding ways to see what exactly what it is you want to speak and what you want to say, you know, coming from a place of only speaking when you have something to say. So it's nothing you have to do. So it's just who you are, allowing this area to just speak for itself, you know, easily, because it's just who you are. There's nothing, I don't know, there's nothing you have to do. It's just who you are. But how does that land for you?
I definitely like the idea of just kind of being able to relax into what's already there. Because I do struggle sometimes to find the words with being really sensitive and high emotions. Those things kind of lead to gridlock, and I have a tendency to pull back and shut down. And then later on, I have regrets about not speaking my mind. And it does come from growing up in a home where it wasn't safe to speak up. And so I'm always going to be on that journey, I think, of removing those blocks and just understanding myself better to where I feel comfortable saying what it is that I need to say. And I take so much comfort into the idea of just relaxing back and whatever's meant to come will come instead of forcing it, because that never works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes, Lauren.
Yeah, I love that. That's really interesting. I have more messaging around that, but kind of at the end of the reading today. For me, with the throat, it was more about a healing today than it was the reading necessarily. So when I went into that chakra, what I saw was like four pieces missing, essentially. So I did what's called a soul retrieval. So sometimes it's like, it's almost like pieces of our soul go missing, or pieces of our aura due to injury. And when I say injury, I mean that's like incidents that might happen in your childhood or later on in life that make that space like not feel whole for you. So I saw like three holes in the front and one in the back. So I called in the four archangels, like from the different directions, to come in and bring those pieces back. And they're still working on it right now. So it was like I saw them kind of put them back into place. And when they did that, it was like light was shining and you kind of had a smile on your face and you were singing. So just know like that energy is still, I asked them to like stay there and keep working
Thank you.
On it. You're
Thank
welcome.
You. It's a You're life welcome. Project, I think.
I think so. And sometimes, I mean, I think these, the energy healings can be really effective. But also, yeah, I don't think we do them and then it's like, and we never have to think about it again. You know, like yeah. it is a continual project and our chakras are subject to change all the time. So, but know that in this moment, they're working on healing some pieces that maybe have been missing for a while. And in that wholeness, you can really move forward.
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Gonna do the heart, Rashida?
Yes. So when I got to your heart, Dana, it was this emerald green center. It was very bright. And as I was holding my focus there to get any type of imagery or messaging, it started coalescing into like an actual heart, a shape of a heart. And it had like beautiful green like flames around it. It was very beautiful. It felt very like, I don't know if flames can feel like cashmere or just like really like feel really good. I don't know. There was just a feeling that I was getting from being in this energy. And I got a question. What are you passionate about? That's a question for you to like sit with. And there wasn't really too much to this. Like your heart was very open and I felt like, you know, the flames were because you have a lot of compassion. A lot of your power comes from this area, this heart space. And so the message that I was getting was just to remind yourself about your passions and what are you passionate about, and letting this really be your source of strength, as our hearts usually are, because it is the bridge between our upper and lower worlds. So yeah, almost like another reminder. I'm getting a lot of reminders. It's almost like, you know, but you just need a little like push.
Yeah, I need nudges. Like,
yeah.
Absolutely. And I've been thinking a lot about my passion as well lately. With having children, I think this happens to a lot of women, but I've lost like who Dana is. And I say a lot, like, you know, I can barely remember what it was before having kids, because I've always been really motherly to other people. And so the transition into motherhood was kind of just like a natural thing. But remembering that there's so much more to me than just mom, is something that I definitely am continually like learning how to navigate and find those things that really light me up.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. And you, I mean, you're touching on something that it really does. It happens to a lot of us. You know, me coming into motherhood is what got me started on this path of spirituality. It really jars us from the older version, and we are becoming into something new. And it is a great reminder, because your passions are probably going to change based off of what you're, where you are now, and what your life situation is now, and what time you have now. But know that there are still things for you, and to find joy in that, you know, find pleasure in that, and also peace in that. So thank you for sharing that. What about you, Lauren?
Yeah, I'll get to like passion and purpose in a couple chakras here to dive a little more deeply into what you shared. Yeah, for the heart, the first thing I saw was like the sun, just like a bright honey golden sun, let's say, in kind of the song, like Here Comes the Sun. And it was like, that is, and it's like when you pull the sun card in tarot, like it's warm, it's what people are drawn to. So kind of like what I was talking about with your energy and your inner goddess, it was similar in your heart of like, this is a really beautiful thing that you provide for others. And it's not something you have to try to do, it just is like intrinsically who you are. That being said, I looked a little bit closer and I saw some like entities on it, and I know that sounds really scary, but entities are, they're not necessarily like fully formed like beings or anything like that. They can start as like negative thoughts, they can be like other people's projections. They can be like programming, they can be a lot of things that like manifest into these energy suckers, if we can call them. And they're especially drawn to, they would be really drawn to this sun because they mistake it for the light, if that makes sense. So I got some archangel assistance on this one too, and we were removing them and like sending them to the real light. And the reason I share this isn't to scare you. It's just like sometimes your brightness can attract maybe things or people that don't have your best interest in mind, because they aren't in touch with their own light, if that makes sense. Yeah. So it might be an invitation just to create a little bit more protection around it. And it's not that you have to like only share your light with some people and not with others, but it's like maybe a warning to not overly give.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that definitely, I can definitely relate to that. That was something that I was told a lot by my dad, was to protect my heart, because I have a lot of love to give, and there's a lot of people that are there to take advantage of that. Usually unintentionally, but yes, I that is something that I am working on and learning how to do. And when you said the Here Comes the Sun, every time I see the sun and it's on a cloudy day, I sing that song. I sing Here Comes the Sun, do 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 do. So I love that that happened, because that's something that I like regularly am vocalizing.
That's so great. Yeah. And it's such a gift. And I see you like really wielding it with grace, you know, and learning from, you know, past experiences where maybe it was taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Rashida, you want to go down?
Yeah, I think it's so funny that that song came to mind, because when I got to the solar plexus, it came to mind to me too during my reading. So when I was sitting and looking at this energy center, it had the feeling of, it felt a little toned down and a bit like offline is what I was feeling. And then I'm like, oh, okay, this is interesting. What about this? What does this mean? And then I got this image of you sitting in the sun, that song playing in my head, just like soaking in the sun. And I almost feel like this needs to be like a ritual for you. You know, when we think about our solar plexus, you know, it's like our, it's our ego, it's our personal power, it's our self-esteem. It's like this transformation center. And I don't know if that's like really meaning that you're blocked. I'm not really thinking that. I think more of like you need to charge up and using like the things around you to assist with that. How does that feel to you?
I think it's on point. As I said earlier, I don't think of myself as a like really conceited person, and I maybe go the other way a little bit too much, where I'm like afraid of like feeling myself too much, even though in my heart I really love who I am, and I think that I'm, you know, a genuine person and have a lot of love to give. I sometimes think I overcompensate and like tell myself like, you need to calm down, you know, like, which isn't fair. You know, if I feel myself, I feel myself. And if, you know, if I think I'm great, then I'm great, you know, like it's okay to admit that. It doesn't have to be a negative thing.
Yeah, that definitely is the feeling that I was getting. Like it was just toned down. Like it's not that it wasn't there. It was just like, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would just say like in order to like really, you know, you do feel that way, but maybe you are still working through some things around that and being able to feel that, like really feel into that for yourself. Like, I know we're about to like go inward and there's going to be less sunlight and all the things happening, but whenever you can, like really connect with the sun.
Yeah.
That was like really what I was feeling from this center for you.
Yeah. I like that visual of me just like recharging, you know, like with my face up.
And yes, exactly. You were very open. Your heart was open. And it was just, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. What about you, Lauren?
Yeah. Dana, I might need some help interpreting what I saw here.
Okay.
I was like, huh. So I saw first like a cave, a cave in your solar plexus. And it had like candles lit in it. But in the middle of the cave was like a sleeping bear.
Okay.
Does that mean something? Does that, okay. Well,
during our full moon meditation last night, that was one of my visuals of my guides, was a big brown bear. And I felt like it was there to protect me because I do feel like I need protecting a lot of times. So yeah, that's really cool.
Okay. I just got like full chills when you said that because the only message I got was befriend the bear. Because I was like, well, she isn't meant to like kick it out or like, I don't know. That is so funny.
It's always been my dream too, to like hug a big brown bear, even though that's not gonna happen. Dangerous, but like something about them, because, you know, they're so vicious or whatever. I just want to like hug them, you know?
That is so awesome. Funny. Well, I'm so glad I thought to like ask you what that might mean, because I was just like, I have no idea. That's so funny. And just for context, I did like a goddess ceremony for October where we did like a spirit guide meditation. So that is awesome. Really so cool. Something about working with that bear is going to help like bring out your self-confidence, I think.
Yeah. I think just remembering that I'm always protected, you know, and I think the visual of the bear is one that like invokes humor and comfort. And so it's kind of two birds, one stone. If I feel like I'm taking things too seriously or I'm too guarded, I can pull that visual and just like imagine me and my homie bear just hanging out.
In a cave.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Okay, cool. Let's move down.
Yeah. So
job, Lauren.
this was interesting when I got to your sacral center. Usually I get a lot here, but for you, I got this image of a wrapped gift, like the one, like the box with the boat, with a bow on top. And I'm like, okay, what does this mean? And it literally was like, the feeling that I got when this box started opening was like, I don't know if you could take yourself back to like Christmas if you did that, and the presents that you got to open and just how excited you were as a kid and just how much joy. That was like almost the feeling that I got when this box opened, this top was coming off. And so Honestly, for me, when I think about this and like your sacral system, it's more of like fall into the gift of like your creativity and see what that pulls from you. It wasn't so much like a sensuality feeling. I got more like creative type of energy with like coming out of this box and just being like so excited and so happy and just so like joyful with the present that was inside. And I didn't see any presence, but I knew there were things inside. So that was like making me feel like you really need to start like diving into your creativity more and really like seeing and bringing things out. And they're gonna like elicit these feelings inside of you. So, yeah, how does that land for you?
I do love that. Art is something that I have gotten away from becoming a mom. But I do think of myself as a very artistic person, but you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. So I'll sit down to paint and get frustrated because it's like not right, or you know, it's not going well. And so I've had to kind of just like get over that, you know, and just when my son is coloring, just sit down and color, you know, just because it's the thing to do and it's really calming and it doesn't have to necessarily turn into this like perfect piece of art, but just using the art to express myself and feel more fluid. And I also love to make things and give them as gifts. And so that's one of the ways that I can, you know, share with other people. You know, financially, we can't do that, but I can always make something to give to someone else, which is always more meaningful, you know, like, so I do love that. I need to get back into my creative outlets and kind of explore different things to see what feels good.
Yeah, that's the feeling that I was getting, like really, and I think you're just going to be surprised by what comes through. While you were talking, if you don't mind me asking, how old are your children?
Arthur is almost 5, and Donis is 14 months old.
Okay. Our kids are almost the same age.
I know. I know. When I hear you talk about your kids, and you also have a doodle, I have a Bernedoodle. So
Oh, so
I feel
sweet.
like
We're twinning over
a lot of
here.
parallels.
I have a question for you. When you said you sat down, when your son is sitting down to color and you know you just color too, and it's just for like the joy of it and just, you know, it's the thing to do. Do you use that as like a connection point with your children? Like, you
Oh,
know,
yeah.
like making things and just like really like leaning into that part of it?
I do think it's something that I need some practice at sometimes. there was one day that I let Arthur use my watercolor palette, and I will not be doing that again because it was very hard. He wasn't doing it correctly, and I was getting like really frustrated. So after I put it away, I like sat down and had a talk with him, like, hey, buddy, I'm sorry. I don't think I was like ready to do that. But he has watercolors. We pulled those out, and he can do whatever he wants to his watercolors. So yeah, I think my controlling nature sometimes, you know, holds on tight, and I have to just kind of release my grip and just, you know, let him be a kid and let myself be a kid and not take things too seriously.
Yeah, I think that was like why I was being led to ask you that question, like really stepping back into like doing some inner child work around that as well. And knowing that and doing that and doing that work will, you know, often open up like doors for us in our in our creativity and, you know, really letting go of that perfectionism that I have to do this just to get like this type of result, just allowing it to just be because it
Yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Sweet. Lauren, what about you?
Yeah, for me, I saw like a big cauldron, and it was all about like this being your magic, like this space. So I can totally see like a wrapped present. Like this is your gift, is the sacral. Mine went in a little bit different direction though, and this was asking you to work more deeply with your cycle and to start working with like womb magic. So I don't know how like if you have a cycle right now or
I don't because I'm still
Okay.
breastfeeding. And so I have gotten into like the different phases of the menstrual cycle, and it was totally news to me. I'm learning at 28 that your cycle lasts the whole month. It's not just like bleeding. And so that's been really interesting. And I've been trying to figure out how to understand or know what part of the cycle I'm in, since I don't have that like very clear sign. And so I've been kind of like journaling like my energy levels and things like that to try to figure out where I'm at, so that way I can eat certain foods to help with certain phases. And so that's kind of been an exploration lately.
Okay. Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, you can definitely use the moon phases if you're not bleeding. So using, although not everyone bleeds on the new moon, kind of using that as the template if you aren't
a starting point at least.
Yes, yes. And kind of that's like your inner winter is the new moon, and your inner summer would be the full moon. So it might be a little direction to start in. But when you get your cycle back, it's like a new chance to start fresh in a way, and to start really intentionally with it, to track it, to understand it. And I even got a little nudge that you might have like some sort of birth work in your future. I don't know if that's like prenatal yoga, or if that's like being a doula or midwife or something beyond that.
I've always thought that that would be like the most amazing thing. With my second child, I had an unmedicated birth, and so that gave me so much confidence. I love talking to my friends who are getting pregnant and just helping them, you know, get things off their chest and move into the process with as little fear as possible. I've always thought that that would be such a cool thing to get into. My sister is a registered PRN, so like I have this dream that we're just gonna like join forces and have like this unstoppable team and bring all the babies into the world.
That is really cool. Yeah, I can definitely see like maybe the doula route and having like a good toolbox of skills that you're able to help people with, just because you are a good listener and you're somebody that it feels good to be around and you're a safe person, right? And it's such a like doulas help birth outcomes so much. I don't know what the stats are, but I've read them before and it's pretty incredible. And I don't know, just a little hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Maybe that's something to look into.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we'll go to your root.
Yeah. I will say I had a doula for Macianas and I was so happy that I did that. Okay, so Lauren, with the root, I'm just going to end up closing out everything that came to me. So when I was focusing on this energy center, I didn't really see like an image as it pertained to the root, but I did get some things. So I'm just going to read through what I got, Dana, and then we can like, again, discuss it at the end if there is like any significance in what is being said to you. So I saw this old petite woman. She had white hair. She was a little plump. Her clothes were not from this period. It almost, I don't want to say pilgrim because that's not the clothes, but it was more of like, she was in a dress, like rough spun type of clothing. She did have an apron on in the front. She was really short, a little bit wide. And like what she said was, "Each day you decide to trust, you make us proud." And then she kind of like had this like earring. I didn't really see her having earrings on, but she had an earring that was either like black obsidian or onyx. And I didn't really have time to like look into the properties of what those were, but I don't know if that has any meaning to you. And then like, that was like kind of it. I got like almost static after that. And so I was like, okay, are there any other messages that need to come through? And I felt this feeling of like bombardment in a way. And so for me, that kind of meant that there were multiple messages or people wanting to speak, wanting to come through, but I'm still new to this and I typically don't tap into like people like that. So what did come through was like this pink bird. It almost reminded me of like a peep in a way. A watch, that message that said, "Don't worry about the time." And then I saw this gentleman. He was kind of tallish with dark hair and green eyes and a blue jeans. And he was just kind of like waving. So I don't know. That was like everything that I got, the last part, because I kind of like opened myself up. I couldn't really like focus in on any of the messaging and pull anything out, but I was like, well, I'm going to tell her and see if any of that means anything to her. So.
I think it's really cool. I don't have any people in my mind that stand out, but I know that my lineage goes way, way back. So it's not like I would definitely know what people looked like or anything like that. I do feel, like kind of a magnet for things at times. So I think it's cool that there were so many messages that wanted to come through, so many people that wanted to communicate. And, I hope that I'm able to open up as well and just myself to receive whatever it is, throughout my life, because I know that those things will come and go. The bird is really cool. My great grandmother, she loved to bird watch, and she had this really awesome garden. And so she would just kind of sit at her window and see the different birds that came. She had one of those bird clocks in her kitchen. So maybe that's my great grandma Mabel saying hi. She was a really special person. So yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Lauren, how about you?
Yeah, for me, I went into the route. It wasn't super, like I didn't get a lot in the route. I saw like it says blossoming flowers of safety and forgiveness. That's what I saw like around, like in your soil, at your roots. And I saw like your inner goddess planting some seeds. So there might be parts of you that are planting some future seeds, but I don't think they're ones that are like super conscious to you yet necessarily. It's like your highest self is setting a few things up right now. I don't know what, but they're setting a few things up. And I just saw like your family around you and felt like the feeling of an exhale. And to me, that's this feeling of like safety. And it's kind of like if I've got my family, I've got everything, you know? And I'll go into ancestral connections as well. Oops, sorry, Gemma. So I asked like if there were any ancestors around you. I didn't see in as much detail as Rashida, but I will tell you what I did see and what I felt from them. So to your right, I saw like a grandfather type figure, tall. And the only thing I got was just like really cheering you on and providing some protection as well. So somebody who's just like I don't know, like an adoring grandfather type. That's what I saw, like still receiving that from the other side. I also saw on your left, like a small child, and they were like just beaming with so much love for you. I don't know anything other than it's a small child, but that's what I saw. And then kind of behind them to the left, I saw like a great grandmother figure. And what I got from her was just, really like the grandfather was more about like protection and love, and the grandmother is about like imparting you with wisdom. So I would say you said your great grandmother passed, like if you're wanting to connect with like ancestral wisdom, to call on her. Do the other two have any significance to you?
I don't know who the tall man is. I believe that he's there to, send me love and protect me. I just don't know of any tall people. We don't come from tall people, so
Well, I'll say they were taller than you by like
okay, well that's
a foot or a foot and a half.
Yeah, that doesn't take. Yeah. My grandfather, who is still living, is very tall. So maybe that's just him. He's just communicating while he's still here on this earth. I know he loves me a lot and he loves my kids. And so him being like a protector figure is totally possible. And my grandmother, her name was Donis, so I named my daughter after her. And that was my grandmother on my father's side. And she's my whole life, she was just such an important person. And she's the reason why I think I got into yoga I feel so comfortable with my emotions and my like high sensitivity, which I think is like a superpower. She was very just in tune with herself and, you know, kind of like wooey, you know, that's kind of how we would describe her. And I feel her with me all the time. She lived in Canada for about 20 years before she died. So we had a very large physical distance, but when she passed on, I felt like that physical distance shrank and there wasn't that physical thing keeping us apart any longer, and that she's so much closer now in a lot of ways, because we're not held back by Earth, you know? So yeah, I'm always kind of open to what she's trying to tell me. And whenever I feel her, or my dad's energy, I just kind of like, you know, just lean into that and enjoy being around them. You know, it's a lot less complicated now that there's not, the physical world kind of holding them back. So thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. With the child, I was getting a feeling of they're either, I couldn't pinpoint it. They're either like someone, I don't know if you've ever had like a miscarriage or something like that. Like it was either that or a spirit baby. And I don't know if you want a number three, but.
I did have a miscarriage when I was very young. I think I was 18. And so I was really way too young to like process or deal with that. So I just kind of like stuffed it. And I haven't really thought about it very much. Because in the moment it wasn't like a very traumatic thing, which I know is very different from other people's experiences of that. I was just young and dumb and didn't really care about anything else. It could also be that I don't know what it is, but I feel like Zach and I are destined to have another kid, even though I don't necessarily want a third child. I feel like it's just going to maybe happen, whether we want it to or not. My two kids are just really wonderful and great. And for some reason, I think I'm going to get a third one that's going to like rip the rug out from under me. So that's something I've even shared with Zach. Like, I don't know what this is. I just feel like we're meant to have three kids, you know, and maybe it won't happen for many, many years, which would be okay with me. But maybe that's where the message is coming from. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. They definitely were just like a bright little soul with lots and lots of love for you. So I don't know. We'll yeah. see. I didn't see any like naughtiness. So if that helps.
Okay, well, they probably put their face best foot forward and
be like, hey, it's me. Mm-hmm. And I'll share. I usually ask your inner goddess for any final messages. Said, you are on path. Thank you for listening to your inner voice. And the more you honor your inner voice, the more the outer voice will follow. As your self-trust, and your self-trust will transcend your fear. I'll repeat that. So the more you honor your inner voice, the more the outer voice will follow, and your self-trust will transcend your fear. Your words are like honey, your thoughts like flowers. Trust that everything will blossom in time. The ancestors say, we are here, we see you, and we love you. Nothing too detailed, just more like maybe a trust in this like protection and support that you're receiving. And that if you are feeling this connection, that it is because it is truly there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got.
I think the biggest piece for me is like trusting myself, and you know, trusting the inner voice is a big one. Not trying to overthink like the right thing to say or the perfect thing to say, because it doesn't exist, and just honoring what's inside of me naturally. What's meant to flow out will. I definitely could use more practice at that and kind of trusting in that more, because I have a tendency to think like I have to say the right thing or, you know, communicate myself perfectly, which is impossible for someone that's got so much going on up here, you know? So just kind of like sitting back and listening and, you know, choosing my words carefully, but also just like, I think less is more sometimes for me.
Wow. That's your biggest takeaways. I love it. Sometimes we talk about action steps too, but I feel like a lot of this is more just kind of, like Rashida said, reminders. Like maybe just needing someone outside of you to be like, yeah, this is what we see. And I know you see this too. Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Rashida?
Oh, I definitely feel that way. It wasn't so much of like, this is what you need to do, but this is like, you know, hey, remember this type of feeling. Yeah.
It's already there. Like it's the remembering, you know, they talk in meditation, you know, they talk a lot about how it's already there. You don't have to go find it. You know, it's there already. So yeah.
Amazing. Well, Dana, thank you so much for letting us read your energy and sit with it. It was very beautiful. I loved what came through and just the feelings that evoked inside of me in reading your readings. I really appreciate you opening yourself up to us. And Lauren, as always, your wisdom and your messaging and your imagery is just amazing. And thank you so much for being here and doing what you do.
Thank you, friend. You too. And I'll add to anyone listening that if you are a listener of this podcast and want a reading, please reach out to us. It's a lot of fun being able to connect with you in this way. And we're so happy that it is meaningful beyond, I guess, the person being read. So thank you, Dana, for sharing your energy with everyone and your story. And yeah, I think the more we share, the more we all grow together.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. I was very nervous, but I feel really, really good now. And I know where to go, you know, from here. I know how to start on this path of finding myself a little bit more.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Dana. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Rashida. We will talk soon.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.